Meredith is trying to figure out her love life in this love triangle she's in. Catherine is having a very hard time in her recovery. And we had a romantic yet very sad wedding on Valentine's Day. It's all coming up on the Grey's Anatomy After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I have to keep going because I miss that little,
do a little jiggle.
Yeah, Grey's intro. So
yes,
just keep going with that. Hello, everybody. So like I said, we have a lot to talk about today. Catherine's recovery, Meredith's love triangle, mm-hmm. and all of that. But I am Elle Marie, and I am here with my lovely panel.
Hi, guys. Elena here, back again.
Hey, guys. It's Krista.
Hey, Chelsea Sirk-Jones.
So what were you guys' overall thoughts on this episode?
It was heavy. It was heavier than last week's Catherine's
Same
episode.
Thing as
it. Yeah, yeah, it was very heavy, mm-hmm. but like, and shocking.
Yeah.
They dropped a bomb on us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I enjoyed it.
It was real heavy, but it was also really good. This is like one of the first Grey's episodes in a while that I got like super emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've had sad stuff happen before, but just the way they did everything and laid it out, it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Like I was saying, if I was at home, I would have been ugly crying. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was very emotional.
I cute cried.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I was like, you gotta go soon.
I don't think it was that heavy, but I definitely agree with you that it was giving us the vibes of what we're used to and kind of getting us back in those emotions. So that part, and maybe that's why I didn't think it was heavy, because I was so excited that this is what really brought us in.
Mm-hmm.
I probably lost a little sight of the
It did. It felt like old Grey's.
It did. Yeah. So I was like so excited about that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, like to see Meredith's red face, like, you know, when she's crying and she's trying to talk, I'm just like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, back when like every week you'd tear up a little bit because each week was so good or so heartfelt every episode. So it felt like that again, where you're just like, just someone's story got brought into the episode that wasn't even main cast, and it just like you really felt it.
Yeah.
Which they used to do all the time. Yeah.
We missed like being connected to like those characters. I mean, we had Cece, but you know, before Cece even, it was like a while before we like had a character, you know, like you said, that wasn't a main character that we could relate to. So. Mm-hmm. That was pretty nice. Okay, let's talk about Catherine and her recovery. So last week's episode was all about her surgery and everything. And unfortunately, they didn't get all of the tumor. And I wasn't here. You guys probably talked about that. But now we're going through her trying to, you know, recover, walk again and everything like that. And she's getting frustrated with it. How did you guys feel? Did you feel like that's how Catherine probably would have been reacting in her recovery?
Yeah.
And I mean, also, I think, too, that's how anyone would be. Mm-hmm. Like, I think being a caregiver and taking care of someone so close to you is really hard. And I think that's going to be really trying for Richard.
Mm-hmm.
But also just allowing someone to take care of you in that way when you're very independent, like, that's hard to, like, give that release, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's already a stubborn woman as is. And so on top of that, like, I think it just adds extra layers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I kind of would like someone just, you know, take care of me, walk me up the stairs every once in a while, but that's just me. That's not Catherine.
Yeah.
True.
No, and she's also very stubborn, too, so this has got to be so difficult for her.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm sure she's dying to get back into the OR. And
oh, I thought you were going to say into the bed.
Well, I mean, as we could tell, it seemed like that was an issue, too. But yeah, I think it's just, Weber said, you can't even imagine. So it's just, I'm sure she's got a lot of emotions going on.
Her recovery was hard for me, more so because we got the scope of how Avery was reacting to it.
Yeah.
And not only can we not imagine what Catherine's going through, but having to watch your mom, who's always been this independent woman, who's been so strong, who's been taking care of everyone else and figure everything else, like everything else out. That was kind of heart-wrenching for me to just watch him, especially when she was trying to
walk on the treadmill.
That, was so
that hurt.
Yeah.
But what I can say is, although we know that Catherine's stubborn and she's not going to accept help, I also just thought that through her recovery, she would be a little more understanding with herself because she's a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what it is. You know what it takes. So I'm surprised at that element. Like, she's not trying to treat herself, basically. I'm just surprised about that.
No, but I think that's, like, something that we see a lot with them when they're being treated as a patient as opposed to as the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're so used to being in that role that it's just, it's hard to, you know.
Yeah. And like she said, she's like, I'm not average. So I think for her, she feels like, I should be able to overcome this, you know, a little bit quicker. I should be, you know, better and more improved by this point and things like that. So I think it's just that in her head, she's like Superwoman and I should be, you know what I mean? Like, I should have recovered in a second.
And, like, also being strong for everyone else, Avery. And,
yeah, but like you said, watching Avery watch her fall and then he just kind of had to walk away.
Yeah, he couldn't even, like,
which was so run up to her.
I wouldn't have been able to handle it either. But I know we're not Team Mags here, but it was
nice how she's been handling it, being
supportive.
Like I said last time, too, it helps that she's been through it. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, she has a totally different perspective than someone who hasn't lost a parent could give.
Yeah.
So it's just,
Obsessed Fangirl 1D13 in the chat. I wish April was there to support Jackson and Kat.
Yeah,
so obviously people still aren't ready to let that
go. We're not ready to go with April.
But she has, Maggie's been doing what she can. I think she just gives him enough love and attention, because if she, like, is overbearing, it's too much. But she's found, like, a really good middle ground, I think, with him.
I agree.
Yeah.
And it's helping them. You can really tell that he's loving the support. Mm-hmm. Because every time he's explaining something and she gets it,
He likes that.
His eyes twinkle a bit. He looks at her a little differently. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, he used to try to explain something to her. She used to just be like,
she did not get
cold shouldered, don't understand. So it's nice to see them like that. I know a lot of people in the chat last week were saying that it's still very awkward.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that the whole panel was basically anti-Maggie. And here I was, and I was just so like, now they're bonding. They're over their mom.
No, this is making them grow closer. Yeah. We just were all like, whoa, you just take April away, now I gotta get used to this. But like slowly, they've been growing on me a bit, and this I think is gonna make them grow closer and like help us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to those in the chat, like their chemistry just seems off to me. Like maybe it's just like the acting or like what, but it just seems so forced.
This episode, I didn't mind them. Like
I didn't
at the New Year's Eve party.
It was cute. The New Year's Eve party was cute.
Okay. Like I said, they're growing on me. You gotta keep giving it time.
Mm-hmm. We might like this.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's also because they're siblings, so.
Yeah.
We're at New Year's Eve.
That's what
Eve
really
dinner.
Threw me off.
Thrones, like siblings, not like real siblings.
Yeah. Okay, but explain the New Year's Eve dinner. You could really be here as my girlfriend, or you could.
As your dad's daughter.
Yeah. No, it's weird. It definitely is. I don't know if I would want to place myself in that situation, but, you know, love is what love is, I guess.
Speaking of the dinner, because we were talking about Catherine, I thought the cutest moment was her basically saying to Avery, oh, thanks for handling dinner. And he was like, we always do this. That was a really cute moment, and I love that her spirits are still high in that capacity.
Yeah. It's like, even though she's frustrated, but she's not down and frustrated.
Right.
It's like, it's just more so like, I can do this, you know? So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It was sweet.
Ooh-wee. So, you know, we talked about them dropping a bomb on us.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we've had some twists and turns that we weren't expecting. I feel like we watched the show, and it's like, oh, okay, we knew that was coming. But Little Miss Betty.
Mm. Oh, child. I was like, what was the bomb?
Girl. A.K.A. Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not expecting that.
Neither was I.
Oh, what was she going to tell them? Because she's in her recovery. She's in rehab. So now she's going through the steps. And it's like the apology steps. So you have to confess some things. So I wasn't expecting her to say that, like, that wasn't her real name.
Yeah. No.
And she'd been lying to them. And they're, like, Owen and Amelia think that they're in contact with her parents, and they're not.
So Jerry.
I just like, she's like, wait, I've been talking to your parents. Like, nah.
Yeah, no, I totally thought when she was like, I have to apologize, she's like, I'm sorry for taking advantage of you guys and for ditching school to do drugs or like whatever. And I was like, okay, good for you, Betty. And she dropped, like, my name's Brittany. I'm like, wait, what?
Wait, were you really surprised though?
Oh, no. I was.
I was surprised. I was like, you guys should, like, I didn't know for sure. Her lying about her name, sure. The parents thing, it's also, you never were able to fully confirm that. So you and there's a child, a baby involved. You have to be so careful with your emotions. That kid is not yours. And you acting like it is. So someone's going to get hurt. But also, I wasn't expecting it to be like that big of a bomb drop. Where literally if the grandparents find out, baby goes. But You got to be careful. Just picked her up off the street.
But like they said, they thought they had been talking to her
baby. Yeah, that doesn't help.
So like, then it's like, oh, so this is kind of okay. You know, we're not going through the proper channels, but
and they said social services have been involved. But you think social services would have checked that out?
That's what I'm saying. Like, something about it just doesn't seem right. And for Betty, Brittany, Brett, I'm going to call her Brett. For her, she's always seemed like she's holding back. And I know that could be her acting as if it's a symptom of addiction. But I can't trust her. And I never could. And nothing against her being addicted, just
She's a teenager with...
Yeah.
Yep.
So when she came out and said, I need to apologize for you something, I was like, okay, here comes a bomb. Did not expect that bomb, but wasn't surprised that it was such a big bomb.
Like, you know, that what I mean? Magnitude.
Yeah, because it was like... And even earlier, she was like, I miss drugs.
More than my child.
More than her kid. Yeah.
She's like, but I miss Leo a bit.
Right.
I was like, oh. And Emil is like, at least you're being honest.
Bravo.
No.
Not okay.
Not at all.
But I'm not really feeling Owen, like, looking into the grandparents. Like, I kind of would rather him just, like, skip over and try to adopt the baby. But I guess maybe...
I don't know. How does that work? Because she's underage, so wouldn't...
Yeah, I guess he would have to go through the...
I don't know. I don't know the laws with that.
The child would, because of the parent, the grandparents are available.
Yeah.
The child would have to go with the grandparents first. Yeah. Yeah, they would get, like, first... I don't want to say first dibs, but...
But, yeah.
That's how it would be.
Even if the... Because it's not like she was emancipated, so it's not like she could say legally, I don't want my parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be quite the situation.
Yeah, it's going to be real sticky.
But if she's the legal guardian...
Mm-hmm. So she could give it...
She could... They could fight it if they wanted to. Yeah, especially they could fight because... Because they have tried and social services were involved. So both the government and Amelia and Owen didn't know that Jerry was her friend and not her parents. You know what I mean?
Battle. Yeah.
It could happen, but of course they're not going to go into it that way.
Yeah.
This is going to get messy.
It is going to get
messy. In my mind, though, okay, kill me. Because in my mind, I kept thinking, well, at least Owen's having a actual baby.
Yeah.
And that was terrible.
There's another one.
Yeah. I know, that was terrible, but I was like, oh, he's gonna lose Leo, but...
And what happens to him and Amelia? Because I feel like this is what brought them together, so now...
Yeah. No, I agree with you with that, too. When that came up, I was like, well, he still has a child, and he's still gonna have that. But, I mean, if you raise this kid since he was a baby, like a baby...
Yeah, it's his son.
He's still your son. Yeah, he got attached to him.
Yeah. But you know what, guys? Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate your support and us doing what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes!
So much. And we love everyone's conversations in the chat. It's...
Yeah, you guys are great.
I check in throughout the week, so please leave comments because I love it. I'm like, what are they saying?
Agreed.
So let's kind of staying on Owen. Switch to Owen and Amelia. Then I want to get to Owen and Teddy. But Owen said some pretty harsh things about, you know, people and their behaviors with addiction. Mm-hmm. And I think when someone doesn't really understand it, you know, they kind of... place blame on things. Like he said, like the things that Betty was doing, lying and being deceitful, like that just seems more of an excuse.
Piss poor decisions.
Which I get what he was saying. Yeah. I wouldn't have worded it the same way, but like someone who hasn't, you know, doesn't have those addiction problems, that's how you're going to look at it because you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, you could have worded it a little different.
I think in the moment, I think he was frustrated. Forgot also that Amelia has gone through the same thing.
I think that's exactly what it was. Yeah. Like, he was so caught up in it himself that he forgot who he was speaking to and that backstory, and he just,
in different situations. Yeah. Same. Yeah.
He was definitely speaking from a painful place, which I get, but also for Owen and Amelia's sake, we don't want him to be unaware of the things that you were saying. Like, yes, you're hurting right now. Yes, it's a possibility that Leo may be getting taken away. However, if you're in this relationship, be aware of who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Be aware that I am the woman that you are choosing to be with. Mm-hmm. And I, too, have made those same piss poor decisions.
Yeah.
So from a relationship standpoint, it was kind of unacceptable and it pissed me off a bit. But from the aspect of a parent about to lose their child, I get it.
Yeah. It was a tough moment.
It was. Yeah. It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Speaking of uncomfortable, I don't like Owen and Amelia having moments. Like,
I know.
They said it was snowing and they stood out in the snow and
Owen and Teddy.
And then, you know, he was at the appointment for the first sonogram, I guess, and they're hugging and everything. And
I
Daddy's got to be there for that appointment.
He's got to be there, but he doesn't have to be all sentimental with her.
I love the moment.
I'm with you.
He has a girlfriend.
I felt like the snow moment was kind of awkward because they know their friendship isn't going to be the same as what it used to be before when they would go out and stand the snow together. But, like,
I like the sound.
Yeah. And I think to me, it's more so that they are realizing that they're going to be a friendship parenthood combination.
Parents, so I get coming to the doctor.
And I think Karasik is really doing his work with Teddy.
They grew on me today.
I like them better than her and Owen.
Yeah, okay. So do I.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
The same people who are like, bring April back. So all of a sudden, we're going to throw away Owen and Teddy's history?
No, I don't necessarily want April back, but I want them to be friends.
I never liked Teddy and Owen together.
With them being friends, it's so awkward because they have those moments like the moments in the snow. They have natural connection. It's weird. Okay, so here's going to be a little word vomit for me. I just spoke about how Owen was so unaware when he was speaking to Amelia. But when he had that moment in the snow with Teddy, he was so aware of how she may feel about him telling her his New Year's Eve plans.
And he was like,
you know, don't worry, we're going to have traditions of our own, et cetera, et cetera. You were aware of how you could have made her feel in that moment. And it's like, oh, my God, like, you feel properly when you're with her.
But I think he's also doing that because she's pregnant and he knows how uncomfortable she's got to feel. And there's just so many mixed feelings. So I think he's tiptoeing around everyone.
I think they're done. Like, I don't think there's anything for you to...
I don't know.
Yes, I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think they're ever going to come back?
It's just, like, we've heard the story between them so many times.
True.
It's like, I just don't... I just, like, I'm tired of it. I feel like it's played out. And I think Teddy being with Karasik and, like, having him, like, treating her well while she's pregnant, like, that's a, like, you know, like...
Don't you think Owen's going to get a little jealous?
He already is.
Yeah.
Did you see?
I think Amelia...
That might be an issue, too.
I think they think it's... Like, I mean, we would think it's weird. Yeah. If you see your friend going out with Karasik on Valentine's Day, you'd be like, girl, wait, what?
But I think part of that for him might be a little, like... You know, jealousy.
Like this guy?
Yeah.
The first thing I wrote in my notes was Meredith isn't the only one in a love triangle.
Yeah.
Because the whole Valentine, I got a date kind of switch. Amelia and Owen looked at each other, then they looked and they were like,
it's like, okay.
It's going to get awkward.
It is, definitely.
And Owen's going to lose his temper because he's a child. So, like, when it comes to him, when it comes to him managing his anger, he's such a child.
He is bad with anger.
We have Mikey Sorrentino in the chat saying he thinks it's going to be like a Mark and Callie kind of thing.
Could you imagine?
Between Teddy and
Owen. Oh my goodness.
But they would still hook up from time to time.
Yeah, no, they would.
I mean, but once Arizona came in the picture. It wasn't.
Yeah,
like
they
that,
did stop once you know? Arizona was in the picture.
But they were really.
I was gonna call her California.
Were really, really crossing those lines.
They also were like really just friends.
Yes, that's true. And they only did it to hook like
to have
hook
sex.
Up.
Yeah, true.
Whereas Teddy and Owen have
history.
Not even history. They have feelings. Like they may suppress them and move on, but had the stars lined up, they would be together.
And I think that is what bothers me because they have feelings and now like you're going through this thing together, which is going to bring those feelings up and out.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like.
Yeah. Ooh. I think it's done. If they do this storyline again with them trying to make it work, like I will literally kill myself. Like I'm just tired of it.
I think that's where they're going, but let's go.
I tried. I was like, wait, that's really dark.
Let's go to this next love triangle with Meredith, DeLuca, and Link.
Ugh. Andrew is really...
Hot? No, go ahead.
He is really taking a position.
Yeah. Right?
Like, the love triangle... I thought it was going to be more of a love triangle. It really wasn't. No. Link was barely a part of it.
Yeah. He didn't fight at all.
Not at all.
He doesn't know, though. Give the man a chance.
He also doesn't know how, like, pushy. DeLuca was like, you have no other choice. Get up on this roof. Yeah. And I was like, she's got a date.
I was hoping that she would be like, okay, this was great. Gotta go to my day.
Yeah. Or call him. Yeah. Like, anything. You basically just did what you did to DeLuca.
And, yeah. And I got mad at DeLuca for, like, putting her in the situation that he was upset with her, for, like, or whatever.
Which he did on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He probably did it on purpose. It's like a get back.
But I liked his aggressiveness toward at the beginning. But I think it was when he... After he said she was a doormat, or that he wasn't good, after that, there was a moment, when Garrett, like, broke down, and he was like, how can you tell someone to fight when you're not fighting for us? And he, like, was really pushy. I was like, okay, this is too much.
He was like, fight for love. And in my mind, I was like, yeah, but where's the love at?
You guys even got stuck in an elevator for two minutes.
Like, y'all had a moment, but that's...
Is it really love?
Are you in love, DeLuca, already? Because then we've got other issues.
So I think he is. When she didn't feed into it, like, Meredith is something else. Literally that very moment right after that, axe Link out to dinner. And I'm just like, you do it, girl.
Also, in my notes, I was like, savage.
Yeah, and if I was the Luke, I'd be like, hi, nephew then. Yeah, right. I'm gonna go and, yeah, but no.
He was just like, I mean, but okay, it's so normal at this point that they're toasting at a party because they both got stood up. Like, they can't fight for her attention. So now I'm just like, what do I do?
So, I mean, are you guys more Team Link or Team DeLuca then? After tonight? Because tonight I was more DeLuca.
I was tonight, but only because they ended up on the roof together and she had no... I don't know, but I feel like Link needs...
Yeah, I'm still Team DeLuca because I like how assertive he is when it comes to Meredith. Mm-hmm. And he knows, like, okay, there is a little bit of... I like it. Like, there is a little bit of competition.
You
in
like
the
that
eyes.
He really pushed... Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets in, like, there and he's assertive.
Yeah. Like, he even told her, like, he was like, why are you leading Link on? It's like, that's not going to happen.
I thought that was hot.
That turned me on. And I did like when he speaks into his language and it brings the spice.
Oh, yeah.
That is sexy. However... I prefer Link for Meredith. I think he's a better candidate.
Interesting.
And you also have to realize when DeLuca and Meredith got into a little argument in the hallway and he was basically fussing her about something and she was like, I'm a mom and I have a big girl job and blah, blah, blah.
It's true. DeLuca's younger.
Right.
A lot younger.
She was like, I have three kids and he was like, he was like, soon then or something.
He was like, you're making it an excuse. Or that was a moment that really pissed me off.
That pisses
me off. Because
he was
making an excuse. Like, why are you making so many excuses?
No, not that one. So before the excuse moment, he was like, we need to go out and she was like, yeah.
It's kind of hard for me. Yeah. For drinks.
Yes.
The first interaction.
The first interaction.
New Year or Christmas Eve, sorry.
Mm-hmm. And he was, and then he ignored it and said, soon though. In my mind, you want to be with this woman, you incorporate yourself into her family life.
True.
Well, why don't I come over, bring, you know, whatever for the kids? He didn't do that. He just, like, discarded it. So what is it going to turn into when they start, if they date?
That is true.
That was one of my first notes where I was like, with this love triangle, Link is the more, like, settle down and have a family with candidate. Mm-hmm. And DeLuca is the more fun one. Like, you know, so.
Link is fun.
I don't know. I didn't see that fun at the birthday party.
He's like goofy dad fun.
Yeah.
He's not sexy hot fun.
Yeah. Okay, I agree.
Maybe we
can. I think Link and DeLuca are just two different.
They really are.
I can't even put them in the same category. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't. It's just
it's hard. Link
it's
is also like, taller.
Yeah. A lot of people. It's like pretty
the
mixed.
Italian makes
in,
up
the it's pretty mixed in the chat, too. Brave Unicorn says still Team Link. Sebastian, Team DeLuca. Who else do we got? Obsessed Fangirl, 1D13. DeLuca. And then Chloe Butler, Team Link. So it's all over the place.
It is pretty split.
And I think if they start to get serious, Meredith and DeLuca, she can train him into the family.
Him.
Yeah,
train
he's still
him.
Young.
See what
he
I'm saying?
Mare needs trained. To pick. This is the problem. This was the same with Mare and her vet and Derek. And then both of them were like, done.
No, no. But here's also what changes it. Derek was able to keep up with Meredith's mood swings and her and you know her tantrums.
That couldn't.
DeLuca showed us an aggressive side tonight. Yes, but do y'all really think that he, who he is, would be able to handle Meredith?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Are we still in the same Meredith? Though I feel like she's. We haven't seen it. I mean,
yeah. And we're like not saying anything.
I think Meredith's still that same person though. Is she still as mood swingy as she was in like earlier episodes and like out of control where Derek needed
I don't
death?
Think
now that she's like mom Meredith.
Yeah, like now that she's dealt with Derek's death and like all that, I think she's a little bit less.
She's still high strung.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when he called her out, it was more, I mean, it was needed. Like, you did. Like, he said, you have a phone. You could have called the patient. Yeah. It wasn't an emergency surgery or, you know what I mean? Where it's like, I have to drop everything. She just was staying and caring for the patient. So you could have been considerate and let him know, like, hey, I'm not going to make it.
Now she's doing that with Link, and there is no patient emergency. You're just on the roof with another guy.
That was a jerk move.
Yeah,
that was. By both of them.
I agree with that moment. But what about the moment when he basically called her a child? He was like, I used to think that you were out of my league.
True.
But now you're not. That, and maybe that's why I'm Team Link. That kind of was just like...
Yeah, that was a low blow.
Yeah, that was. He started off like a sexy aggression, like, oh, I like that you're chasing me. And then it got to a point where it was
and
like...
And I think it's because he's young. And that's how... It's a lot younger than her. So he's just like a guy that wants what he wants. And he's just saying some stuff that you shouldn't be saying to Mama Bear. Yeah.
I do like their name though. Mayor Luca. Sounds like a destination.
That does sound like an island in the Caribbean.
For vacation.
Yeah. So like, she's not into it. Elaine was like,
Merca.
What's Link's real name?
Lincoln.
I'll be back next week with a name.
We'll be waiting. I'm sure chat will help you out.
Oh man, I want to get to the topic that had me in my ugly cry. Mm. So the patient Natasha and her husband, we saw them last week or the week before.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And they were supposed to get married, and you know, she came down with an illness, and so she was recovering when they opened the episode. She had been in a coma for about a month, but she finally woke up. And it seemed like she was getting better, but then she regressed and, you know, things just went to hell, unfortunately. But, I mean,
shit. There's no better way to put that.
Like, man, it was so sad.
It went happy and then it went real sad.
It was beautiful at the same time to see her husband or soon-to-be husband, like, really kind of fight. And that's what DeLuca was talking about. Like, he saw the fight that he had in him for their relationship and for his love for her. Which was, like, so sad. How did you guys feel about those two characters?
Well, they definitely were meant to be. There's no arguing that. That was adorable, and I loved them.
Mm-hmm. I definitely cried. I started to cry when Garrett broke down to Meredith. Mm-hmm. Like, my eyes kind of got a little bit watery, but then it really, like, tears dropped when the stars and everything.
Well, take me off. Like, the ventilator. I was like, don't you dare. Yeah. Right. Keep her on.
I was like, there's not other options.
She's so strong, Natasha.
And I would be a way weaker person.
No, but that, I think when we were talking about what we miss and what used to happen, I think it's the characters. It's the characters who come into the hospital who are on their deathbed and the texture that they bring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because we can't imagine it. I could never imagine what they're going through. So watching like how everyone reacts and it's insane.
Mm-hmm. And she also gave little gems to Meredith. And I was like, yes, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. Like the, you know, pick the one who stops time for you.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, DeLuca did not stop the time. Just throwing that out there. But anyway.
He's younger, so he brings her back in time.
But that gem.
We're taking it literally.
when she said that to Meredith, literally, those little things
it's
are
all
what
those
get
moments,
me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just, you get, like, the Meredith's best acting during, she's always terrific, Ellen Pompeo. But when in those scenes, especially when it's, like, patient interaction with her, it's just that everything was, Natasha was such a good actor, that scene was just all of them.
Yeah.
Her, Garrett, everyone did such a good job.
And you so immediately go back to the hospital where she found out that Derek died because her trying to help him get through it, help him get through, like, to fight for Natasha, I'm like, listen to her. She's been there. She's done it.
Yeah. That's Mikey in the chat. He said, when she dies, I die. Had me hurting because it reminded me of what Meredith kept saying to Derek. Yeah.
Wow. Man. I got chills.
I know.
There was a lot of moments today like that that related back to Derek with the quote for who turns back time for you. Mm-hmm. And then the
her saying, I know how
I forgot how she was like when he was dying. Yeah. That's what she was saying.
Yeah. Man, but no, yeah, that story really, it made me sad. I wasn't expecting to fall in love. Like, because I liked Cece, but this was different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this hurt me.
It was
a
perfect
bit more.
Valentine's Day episode.
Well, that's what was interesting. So I remember getting a sneak peek and wondering how was it going to be Christmas and New Year's.
And
Valentine's.
That was interesting.
Like, so why are we
at
Christmas?
Yeah, I was like, next week's Valentine's. What's happening? Not realizing they were going to tie in the Valentine's episode with this one. But then it wasn't until Schmidt started calling out how many days she's been in a hospital that I was like, oh crap.
That's why.
Like, it started and you were only here for 60 days maybe, and now we're at day 84.
It did make me, because when we had the mid-season finale, I was like, why didn't we do a Christmas episode? Mm-hmm. Like, that's weird. And this explained it.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. We get it now.
I like
that. But yeah, but for me, when Joe was like, oh, Alex has an idea. So I thought he had some last minute, like, Hail Mary to save her.
Really
save her.
Yeah, romantic
but
Alex.
Then it was like, right? Like the wedding.
Alex.
Alex of all people.
Yeah.
He's grown so much. But like the wedding of their dreams, like they gave them that. And like with the stars, everyone had their phone
the dress.
Out. Just the dress.
Right. Just,
I just
lays
thought it was
it
so
her.
Beautiful, right?
It was sweet.
Oh, also, my gosh. Alex has been in quite a few hospital weddings now. So.
True.
Yes, like, he has experience. He can basically plan hospital weddings.
I'm really
at this point.
Curious to know how you guys feel. And maybe you didn't notice it. Maybe I was the only one. But how do you guys feel about his salt and pepper beard?
Oh, yeah. What?
Like, oh. When did you
is
get that
old? Because his face isn't showing it, but his hair is.
Yes. I didn't even pay attention.
But we got to think he's been on since, what, you know.
But Gray, I mean, Meredith doesn't have, she still looks like she's.
You're hiding her, Gray.
Because he's probably like, what am I going to do, diet?
Right. My thing is, it was around the time when they were trying to tell Meredith she was in a love triangle. Mm-hmm. And the camera went to him and I just saw a sparkle on his chin and I was like.
Maybe I have to pay attention
next week.
I didn't notice
he is
that.
Getting older. Alex Cook.
I feel like his head's always down, so like I don't like pay attention.
I mean,
to
still
him.
Beautiful, just getting older.
Yeah. Hey, look, I love it. He looks great.
Yeah, yeah. I love the salt and pepper look. All right,
like oh. Wow. Okay,
we got a type.
Okay then. She growled in every voice.
Just take a break from all this.
I do love Ben salt and pepper. When Ben started gutting salt and pepper, I loved him.
That was
and I love that he's back.
Speaking of
them, oh my gosh, yes. And how did I forget about them? They're not even.
Thank goodness you brought them up.
Yes, thank goodness.
I loved everything about them this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm so glad that he's back and that he came back and called her. Out too, called Bailey out.
I missed that.
You know, like.
Yeah, he was kind of like, I'm going to be here, but you can't do this ever again.
You can't call Quinta again. You know, but also, like, calling her out, but at the same time, because it's a relationship and it always takes two people, when whatever you're going through, you know?
Honest.
So he also acknowledged his fault in the situation. Like, I didn't recognize, you know, your behaviors and your triggers and things like that. And I've seen it before, so I should have recognized it. I should have followed through on my promises to you with the things that I was going to do. So I like that he called her out, put her in a place as well. Like, this is what you did wrong, but then this is also what I did.
And then, took action.
Built that treehouse.
Do you have a little brother, Ben? Asking for myself.
Right, he's building her a grown adult treehouse in the backyard.
Right?
Where do you get a man like that?
I mean, I do have a question, though. Is it really a booty call when it's your husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
It
especially
is?
if you're going through a separation.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Why?
Because especially.
Well, because she was talking to Teddy and she's like, maybe I'll call him after, you know,
at
the ball
point,
drops.
Yeah.
Totally you kicked him out. Yeah. You walked away and then I was like, hey, babe.
I'm horny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I totally would have not thought twice about it. But okay.
I mean, it's like, you know, a classier booty call, right?
Yeah. It is.
Okay.
But you are separated.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and like he felt like a little bit of a booty caller. You know what I mean? Or you just call me when you need me type of thing. And she's like, oh, come home. The thing's
blew
over.
Yeah.
No, that's not
like,
how she says it.
You don't lead with that, girl.
This episode, I really realized her cry for help voice. Oh, baby.
Yeah. She stutters.
No, and I'm like, what is this voice, Miranda? Please.
Come back.
Here.
It's Miranda Week, which we're not used to hearing.
Used to it at
so
all.
It's like, wait, what?
It's like, huh?
What did these writers do to Bailey?
Right. They gave her anxiety.
They did. Oh, poor Bailey. But I am glad to see that. I'm glad Ben is back. He's back in the house. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and get into our special segment. We have a new special segment this week.
Whoa!
Called Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Now, we were telling you guys about this segment where we'll just choose, like, memes that we see online that kind of relate to the show. Mm-hmm. So, we have a few this week.
We finally titled it.
Yeah, we finally have a name for it. So, our first one is, this one's from...
Olivia,
that's right.
Yes, thank you for sending them in, you guys.
Yes, thank you so much for sending them in. So Olivia, the one that she sent, said, I worked at a bar. A girl came in, got real hammered. She started crying and telling me about someone dying. It was someone from Grey's Anatomy. She had literally came to drink away the loss of her fictional friend. And I felt that. Like, I really felt that.
I've done that, yeah.
Like, honestly, on this episode, I feel like we feel that with Natasha. Mm-hmm. Like...
That's how I felt hurt. After Derek, for sure. Yeah,
I felt like that after Christina.
Oh, that too. Yeah, yeah. I was like, she didn't even die. Yeah, but I felt like my bestie just left.
But,
yeah.
she left.
That happy dance.
And I was just like, the hell am I going to do? Yeah.
My person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Christina was on for me.
Wait, I really like that meme, though. Every time my favorite character dies, drink,
drink this away, drink this pain away. So then we have another one, which is, I really like. It's like, stop trying to make Merlink happen. It's not gonna happen. Like, stop trying to make Fetch happen.
I feel attacked right now. Who sent this one in?
Elmarie.
Because I feel attacked. And Merlink, who made... No. We will have a better name next week. Not here for it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we'll have some more memes for you guys next week. And once again, put them in the comments or all of our... you can DM us with some if you guys find them. Let's go ahead and get into some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So, I thought we were going to get it this week, but it's been... We kind of mentioned this about Jennifer Grey, that we thought it was going to be... She was going to be cast as Joe's mom, so... Didn't it look like in the previews, though, they looked like they were going to be Betty's parents?
Yeah, someone mentioned that in the chat. That it looks
so
like
I think
parents.
We've been bamboozled, and it's going to be Betty's parents. So either way, Jennifer Grey is going to be in next week's episode as someone's parents, probably Betty / Brittany's.
Yeah.
Also, Derek's fourth sister is going to be introduced. We don't know when, right?
Don't know when, but his fourth sister, Catherine? Or no, I'm sorry. His fourth...
Katarina.
No.
Katarina one? Driven Hour?
I don't know, because I was just trying to think about...
Did we meet Katarina?
No,
excuse me.
I don't even remember the meaning.
Kathleen, I'm sorry. Okay. Kathleen. We haven't met Kathleen, but we've met his other two sisters. She's known as Kate, Kathleen.
Oh, yes.
But we've met before Nancy Shepherd
and
Liz Shepherd.
Which one did Nev... Campbell play?
I believe Liz.
Liz. And then the other one, I can't remember both their storylines, but one just came in to, like, before him and Meredith were, like, officially together, right? Yeah.
So, we're not sure in what capacity. We don't know who's cast as her, but apparently this is going to be a very Amelia-centric episode, and this fourth sister is going to come into play somehow. So, hopefully soon.
Oh, I hope Amelia doesn't, like, fall off the wagon or anything with all this stuff going on.
Yeah, this might be who's cast as her, because it says TV Guide said that Grey's Anatomy is bringing in Michelle Forbes for a new mystery role, and she's brunette and looks like all the other sisters, so
maybe.
We'll have to find out.
Well, I look forward to a Amelia-centric episode.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I miss the Shepherds.
Yeah, me too.
It's gonna be good.
I miss Derek. All right, let's go ahead and get into predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, I just kind of let one out a little bit with, like, that Amelia thing around that episode, like, with the sister coming back, because I feel like, what other reason would she kind of come in but besides to help her sister?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that I'm wrong, because I don't want Amelia to fall off the wagon, but I think, like, it's after a lot of stress and with all these situations going on with her, it might happen.
Yeah, because there's no other reason for her to really come back at this point.
Mm-hmm. No.
To see the kids.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
They're her nieces and nephews. Her family.
As bad as DeLuca.
To see her sister.
Her niece and nephew.
What I will say is I'm going to give myself false hope. So my prediction is that Leo gets to stay with Owen and Amelia.
I hope so.
And the grandparents meet him, but then they're like,
I don't like him.
Something like that. So we're gonna work that out. That's my prediction.
I think there's going to be some drama, but I'm really hoping that he gets to keep him. But
if, yeah.
They're going to be mean to me or something, and he's going to get taken.
I think that he's going to stay with.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. We also forgot The Cure, but I think everyone's was the one where I kissed the one who turns back time for you. And that was like everyone's in the chat too. So.
Yeah. Sorry. This extra special segment kind of threw me off.
And
we
just had so much to talk about.
Yeah. And I don't know, when you were writing it down, I was like, okay, you can have that one.
I looked at you all
so classic. Like, yeah. Okay, well, we'll have all of our segments together next week. So until then, make sure you guys come back same time, same place, and join us for the Grey's Anatomy After Show. I am your host, Elmarie, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elmarie TV.
Elena checking out, and you can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
Hey, guys, it's Krista Flengy, and you can find me all over social media at Krista Flengy.
And, guys, I am Chelsea Stark-Jones. You can find me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and online at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
Bye, guys. Until next time.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.